would it mean to be able to talk to angels? How would that change your life? Join us now on Angel Talk Tuesday as the psychic angel channelers, Julie Geigel, Susan Schuler, and Lori Walker, allow angels to speak directly through them, sharing messages from beyond. As you bathe in the vibrational frequency of the angels here, you will begin to open up to a stronger and clearer communication of your own. The purpose of this show is to help you awaken, expand, and remember the magnificent being that you are and the mission you came here to fulfill.
Welcome, welcome everyone. Our theme for the month is Renew, Rebirth, and Rejuvenate. And today's topic is transformation. I can't believe it's already the end of April. Wow, wow, the month just flew by. This is Julie Geigel, International Psychic Medium, Trans Channel for Archangel Metatron and Awakened Healer. I offer psychic medium readings and spiritual counseling over the phone and in person in Eau Claire, Wisconsin. And you can find me over at www.juliegeigel.com and on Facebook at Psychic Medium Julie. And I host a weekly free healing meditation class every Thursday morning at 9 a.m. Central Standard Time, and we invite you to join us over at our Om Times Experts Learn It Live platform. You can sign up for that at bit.do/Julie Geigel. And our class this month is actually tomorrow night, our past life regression class at 6:30 p.m. Very excited to be sharing that with you. It is actually a hypnosis experience. I have a special certification in past life regression. So it is simply amazing how it can help you clear out blocks that might be preventing you from experiencing all that you came here to be and aligning with that beautiful energy of your soul. So you can sign up for that. Again, it's tomorrow night, April 26th, Wednesday, 6:30 p.m. It will be recorded. So if you cannot make the live class, the recording will be available anytime. It's called an evergreen course, so it will be up there permanently. You can go in at any time and listen to that. Again, that's at www.bit.do/Julie Geigel. And the last thing I'm going to share with you this morning is our Facebook Live that I host over at Om Times Magazine on Facebook, and that is tomorrow morning at 9 a.m. Central Standard Time. As you can see, I like 9 o'clock over at our Om Times Magazine, and we talk about the beautiful messages that Metatron brings through today. And what I love about our Facebook Live is that I can actually talk to you. You can post your comments and questions in that news feed, and I can see it immediately and respond to that. And we can have a beautiful experience together, engaging back and forth. So please do join us tomorrow for our Facebook Live at Om Times Magazine. All right. I think we're ready, so let's go ahead and get started. Again, I'm going to ring those tinksha bells to clear out any lower vibrations and raise our frequency here for a beautiful channeling for all of us this morning. Welcome. I am Metatron, here in service to humanity. We are thrilled and delighted to join you here on this glorious morning to speak of transformation. Transformation. as you have joined us week by week over the past months, possibly years, you have been slowly transforming your thinking, transforming your perception, transforming all that you are here. For as you join us each week, calling forth those light workers on this planet, it is no accident that you are here now listening. It is all by perfect design. And as you join us each week in this beautiful vibrational frequency, you cannot help but to begin the transformation process. For there is a beautiful awakening occurring on your planet. And phase one was completed in 2012. Phase two was completed in 2014. And phase three was completed in 2016. You are now in phase four. The most magnificent and glorious of all phases, for it is aligned with the angelic frequency of love and peace and harmony. It is a beautiful feeling to know and to trust that you have help here on this planet, that you are never alone. We are always with you, constantly, ever by your side. And we understand that this awakening, your transformation, has felt incredibly slow for some of you, or has not been what you thought it might be. Your physical body will continue to remain, and with your physical body will come challenges that will continue. But as you open and align with your transformation, it will become easier and easier for you to exist in a physical body in harmony with your physicality. And what this means is that you will move through struggles much quicker, and your perception will continue to evolve and expand. You will never not be without struggle. What the transformation process is simply a shift in perception. Imagine eradicating the word struggle from your vocabulary. There is never any struggle. There is always only what is. Breathe into this beautiful truth. Let go of your attachments to wanting things to be a certain way. Step into the flow of your life, the flow of being. The key is presence, the key to your transformation is to be continually present, present in your feelings, present in your actions, present in your words. It is almost like a parent with a child watching and bringing to their attention those things that they could do differently to find harmony and peace. Your spiritual self is a beautiful parent to your physical self. It is constantly on guard, helping you to open up to all that you are. Continually helping you to be present, opening up to this beautiful transformation that is occurring in your body now. So we would like you to take a nice deep breath with us. Calling in your spiritual counsel, your own personal team of angels and guides, opening your heart to receive a beautiful healing, releasing any blocks or interference to your own personal transformation, to your own personal awakening and alignment with your soul. Healing and releasing any cords that are interfering with your progress. Opening up your seventh chakra to receive a new download of information that will assist you on this journey. Removing the veil to your third eye so that you may see clearly. Removing any blockages in your ears so that you may hear clearly. Opening up to all that you are. I am Metatron, and I have spoken here today. This is Julie Geigel channeling Archangel Metatron. Coming up in our next segment is Susan Schuler and Jacob, a master teacher of the Akasha.
The future of internet radio is here. Om Times Radio, IOM FM. The number one reason girls drop out of school in sub-Saharan Africa is lack of access to feminine hygiene products. The Pads for School Girls project, an outreach of Humanity Healing International, is changing this paradigm by setting up sewing programs at schools, teaching girls a vocational skill, while producing the reusable pads that help keep them attending classes. The girls pay it forward by making and giving pad kits to other girls in need. To learn more, visit humanityhealing.org. Humanity Healing is where your heart is.
Hi, I'm Kelly Fox, host and astrologer of The Astrology Show. Each week, I'll give you access to the current transits, which are a valuable tool that provide astrological information to help unlock the potential each of us has. Understanding the stars can help steer us in the right direction to make better informed choices. So if you're wondering what's going to happen in your week ahead, be sure to tune in to The Astrology Show for guidance, Mondays at 9 p.m. Eastern Time.
Do you need help with relationships, romance, or career? I'm a triple-tested, accurate, and ethical psychic medium and spiritual counselor. Simply click on my Call Me Now button at juliegeigel.com.
This is Susan Schuler. In life, intention is everything, and I make each of my handmade soy candles and smudging sprays just for you. Go to mediumsusan.com for details.
Hi, this is Lori Walker. Have you picked up your free gift yet? You can download my chakra clearing meditation from my website at loriwalker.com.
And we are
the Psychic Angel Channelers
from Angel Talk Tuesday.
Well, I finally did it. I opened a 401k.
What? Why? Just wait for the inheritance. We've definitely got a rich uncle somewhere. We're one call away from the winner's circle at the Derby, dinners with multiple forks, a vacation home in the country, using summer as a verb.
You don't actually think that, do you?
When it comes to financial stability, don't get left behind. Get tools and tips for saving at feedthepig.org. This message brought to you by the American Institute of CPAs and the Ad Council.
Welcome back. This is Julie Geigel with Angel Talk Tuesday here, and we are going to be talking about the channeled messages from Archangel Metatron. Our beautiful Lori Walker is delivering little babies as we speak, and she will be with us again. And so we are taking live calls right now, 1-202-570-7057. We would love to hear any comments or questions you have about our channeling today, transformation, any personal questions you have about your life. We are psychic mediums here on Angel Talk Tuesday, and we would love to help you today. Again, that dial-in number is 1-202-570-7057. And our beautiful Susan Schuler is here with us today. And Susan, I tell you, transformation is my number one favorite topic.
I understand why. It's truly, you know, that was an amazing channel that you just did there.
Well, thank you. Thank you very much. And if you wouldn't mind, enlighten me on what I just said.
You know, first of all, I have to say I find it interesting that Lori's been missing so frequently because it's springtime. And I wonder if they've ever done studies that show that there are more births in the springtime. You know what I mean? Everything just feels like it's all about regeneration, rebirth, and all that fun stuff. But
yeah,
once
absolutely.
Again, when you call in the higher power sometimes, and I know the way that I am, the closer I get to spirit, the more I just want to burst into tears. And it's a great, great thing, but it's also like a curse. Through most of what you were saying today, or Metatron was saying, I felt like I just wanted to sit down and cry, which to me says that this is a great form of transformation, because I do think tears are a great form of cleansing. But the thing that I thought that was so interesting, and I don't know if you'd mentioned this before, because if you did, I missed it, where he was talking about the transformation process in phase one and phase two, phase three, and how now we're in phase four. Because I have to say, as he was saying that, I was like, oh, 2012, definitely. I think we all felt that one. I mean, my God, it was like you couldn't get away from it. And then I was like, okay, 2014. But it was like, as you were saying it, I was kind of thinking about the things that were going on in my own life. But now that you say phase four, something about what's – and I know Mercury's in retrograde and all that fun stuff. But there's something that's been going on for probably like the last 3 weeks that I feel like I'm stuck in the mud. And it's like I keep waiting. I'm like, okay, let the transformation begin. Let it begin. Okay, I'm ready. Push me forward. So it's interesting that you were saying this, because I do think that we go through these phases. And as we're going forward in these phases, it does feel like we're stuck during periods of them. And then all of a sudden it's like this big whoosh and you get pushed forward. So
absolutely.
Listening to you talk, I'm like, okay, I'm ready now for my whoosh.
Right? Yes. I just told my daughter yesterday, I feel like I'm walking backwards in sludge.
Yep.
It's like so the heaviness, so heavy. And to even just do anything, to be motivated to like get something done. If I don't do stuff in the morning, it just doesn't happen because by afternoon, I can hardly move. It's like this big sludge. Yeah, yep. Totally can relate.
It's like, what was the first thing I typed to you this morning? I'm sleepy, you know?
Yeah, I know.
I'm never sleepy.
I know. I was having my coffee this morning, and my husband passes through the room. He's like, are you going to make it today? I know. I don't know what's wrong.
Yep.
Yeah, absolutely feeling that crazy energy. But, you know, the transformation, yeah. And I know early on, a few years ago, you know, when the awakening was just starting to be, you know, really a big deal, and people were like, oh, are you awakened? Are you awakened? I mean, one of my biggest learnings through this process, because I feel like there are stages of awakening. You know, there's the awakening, there's transformation, there's enlightenment, there's, you know, different, we each go through different phases and they can be called different things for different people. But one of my biggest misperceptions in the awakening process was that there wouldn't be any pain anymore, that there wouldn't be any struggle, that suddenly everything would be easy. And that was the rudest awakening, was that things were not going to be a whole lot different. I think one of the biggest messages is that it is perception and it is our vocabulary. We're the ones that assign things to different energies.
Absolutely. And I think it's all so much about, oh, like what you had said something too. It's like, where did I put it with my notes? Your physical body will continue to remain during all these challenges. And maybe that's like the sluggishness that I'm feeling. Maybe it's like I'm aligning right now. I don't know. But I remember my mother saying this, and this was pertaining to with Christianity. She's like, the more enlightened you become, the more challenging it becomes. But it's just comes down to you can handle it now, right? At least I'd like to think that's true. So there's a lot to be said for the perceptions with that. The way, I think because I'm a spiritual person, I'm supposed to be this way, and I'm supposed to be going through this, and gosh, I'm not supposed to let my annoying neighbor bother me. You know what I mean? But it's these perceptions about we're still human.
Yeah. Well, and like I said, for myself, the biggest transformation I have noticed is that I'm not stuck in that energy as long as I used to be. I mean, something would happen, you know, maybe somebody, my husband or my daughter, or, you know, somebody would say something to me and I would be stuck in that energy for days. And now, I mean, minutes. Mm-hmm. It's like, the energy moves through much quicker when you're awakened.
That's so true. And it's like, I think we spoke about last week or the week before about reacting versus responding.
Yes.
This to me is like, and I think that's kind of what you're saying here is it's just, there's no reaction anymore. It's just kind of like, oh, okay.
Right. We don't have as many triggers. Because of we've done so much healing, we've done so much clearing, we've done so much moving through that energy, and so we don't have all those hot red buttons all over the place anymore. It continues to fade, and I think that, you know, part of that sluggishness is learning how to be a light being in a physical body. And it's the density of our physical body that, you know, we're flying high and then we have to balance between that light being and that grounded in our physical body. So I think that sometimes during the night, you know, when we're off helping and assisting other planets and other ascensions, that when we come back into this physical body, there is that tendency for that sluggishness and that almost like slow motion things. The day is passing by in like slow motion.
Well, Julie, I think it's safe to say that you and I were very, very busy last night then.
I agree. I feel like a train hit me.
I agree.
And like oh, I said, and I today's know- a, it's tomorrow, tomorrow's a full moon or new moon.
Oh, it's a new moon.
New moon.
Okay, yeah. That makes more sense. Yeah, because usually I'm like all wired up during full moon. Okay.
Yeah.
Which is also so, amazing too, because isn't new moon a good time where they tell you to like set your intentions for transformation?
Absolutely. New beginnings, new opportunities, new expectations. So yeah, a beautiful, beautiful energy coming through. So I can kind of feel the last of the old energy moving out today as tomorrow that new moon rises and we move into our last phase of the retrograde, the Mercury retrograde, which is all about reflecting and reviewing and retreating. So this has been a pretty intense retrograde this time, well, as they all are. But I think that, you know, it always feels like two steps back, one step forward. But this time I'm almost getting the sense that it's two steps back, 10 steps forward.
Oh, good. I'm all for that.
Like the swoosh, when you were talking about the swoosh.
I'm all for that. Well, I thought it was interesting, too. The one other thing that I'd like to talk about is how you said that your spiritual self is an excellent parent for the physical self. And I never really looked at it in terms like that, but it is like your spiritual self has to be the grown-up, you know, for the physicality and the way that we kind of deal with ourselves. And even just how you had said about being present, you know, kind of, I don't know, like enjoying the sluggish moments. Oh, I haven't quite gotten there yet, but I'd like to get there.
Yeah, making peace with the pain, because when you make peace with the pain, that's when it loses that energy. That's when it breaks free of the loop, and then it dissolves, and then there's nothing but bliss.
That sounds awesome.
So beautiful. And, you know, our spiritual self is the, you know, wisdom, the inspiration, the one who is level-headed and with no attachments, completely free of attachments and expectations. And so, you know, we've got this duality that operates within us of that spiritual self and our physical self. And whenever we get stuck in that struggle, we constantly have within us the resources available to us to pull us back out of that. And that, for me, that's the God spark. That's our connection to the divinity within us. And it's just such a beautiful path back to presence, back to, as Metatron said, the key is always presence, and presence will always bring you back into your truth.
Well, then I'm just going to have to remember to be more present during my hot flashes.
Oh, gosh. Mine have been crazy during this retrograde. Oh, like, are you kidding me?
Thank you. I thought it was just me. As I say this, as I'm taking off my sweater.
Right? I know. My husband's like, we're going to have to get separate beds here because I'm not getting any sleep at night. Covers on. Exactly. Fan off. It's like, oh, Lord. Well, you know, the energy is just so beautiful in the spring. Spring is one of my favorite times of the year. Everything's new and awakening. And so, such a beautiful conversation. Don't forget, we are taking your calls in our fourth segment. Dial in at 1-202-570-7057. Coming up next is Susan Schuler, and channeling Jacob, a master teacher of the Akasha.
The cutting edge of conscious radio, Om Times Radio, IOM FM. Host your show on IOM FM, the radio network of Om Times Media, one of the more recognized brand names in the conscious community, and is backed by the extensive marketing reach of Om Times. Hosting a show on IOM FM immediately connects you with our extensive, dedicated community.
Hi, this is Julie Geigel. Would you like to know the secret to manifesting? Join our next Manifesting Mastermind to create miracles of health, wealth, love, and joy. Sign up at juliegeigel.com.
Why wonder when you can know? Hi, this is psychic medium Susan Schuler. Let me help you get the answers. Schedule an appointment today at mediumsusan.com.
Hi, this is Lori Walker. Would you like to receive daily inspiration? Join me on Instagram and Facebook at Lori Walker, Psychic Medium Healer.
And we are
the Psychic Angel Channelers
from Angel Talk Tuesday.
Today, my new dad and I shot off a rocket in the park.
Today, my new son and I failed to shoot off a rocket.
The rocket launched into the air.
And then crashed into the pond.
I'll never forget that day.
I'll never forget that day, even if I tried.
You don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. Thousands of kids in foster care will take you just as you are. For more information on how you can adopt, visit AdoptUSKids.org. A public service announcement from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
Welcome back to Angel Talk Tuesday. This is Susan Schuler. It's wonderful to be back again, and I look forward to this morning's message. As a channeler, I work with Jacob, who is a master teacher from the Akashic Records. I'm a professional psychic medium, and although I live in the Los Angeles area, I do readings all over the world, in person, on the phone, and on Skype. I not only communicate with the spiritual realms, but can also form a soul-to-soul connection with those on Earth, which enables me to gain past, present, and future information about a person, including past lives. Aside from one-on-one readings, I often do demonstrations in California and New York State. I'll be back again in Western New York from May 15th to May 29th, and we'll be holding a mediumship demonstration in Williamsville on May 16th. Julie and I will also be holding an online mediumship demonstration on May 11th, and of course, everyone is welcome. Just check out either of our websites for more information. I also do small group readings and private parties, as well as teach psychic development. I was a high school teacher for almost 25 years prior to being a psychic medium full-time, and more details may be found at my website at mediumsusan.com. And like Julie mentioned earlier, don't forget we're accepting calls at 202-570-7057. So let me take a nice deep cleansing breath, switch gears, and ask Jacob to step forward. We watch with mounting interest during periods of renewal on your planet. For always during these times, we see how much you are able to accomplish. This is how we feel now. And as always, your levels of enthusiasm amaze and delight us, for we see all you wish to accomplish at this period in time. Before moving forward yet, we ask you to take a moment to reflect how far you have individually come, however. Take a deep cleansing breath with us. For as you have learned, this is always a positive place to start, so breathe. Depending upon how many Earth years you are now, go back half that number and see that version of yourself sitting in front of you. Look at one another as you might a mirror reflection and gaze deeply. Not at just your physical attributes, for we know that may not sit well with some of you. And yes, that was meant in jest to offer levity, because we see how hard you humans are on yourselves. Look past the physicality and into the mind of your younger version, how you think, how you respond, your values, your likes, your dislikes. Look within for who this person was, this person who was half your age, Who did you call your friends and loved ones at this point in your life? What exactly did you value? What important goals were in your life at this time? Who was the most esteemed person in your life then? Take another deep breath. Now, let that person who is half your age dissolve and fade away. Place your current self in front of a mirror and take a good look again. Ask yourself once again, what do you value? What do you do for fun? What do you like or dislike? What now is your biggest priority? What battle scars do you now bear? How does your mind now work? Who do you most value in your life? It has taken your life to transform into this, but do you see how far you have come when you look at it this way? Also, ask yourself how these transformations within yourself carried over to help others. Do you see the changes in yourself? Have you grown, transformed? What a long introduction we have today, but we felt a strong visual was needed to allow you to witness firsthand how very far you have come. Your evolution does not occur overnight in this life, and nor does it occur quickly through all of your lifetimes as you journey through all of the many lessons. But changes and growth do occur and indeed take place and move you forward. This is what we speak of today, change and transformation. You do this physically, regardless of where you live during this season, as you take down many of your storm windows, wash your windows and automobiles, spring cleaning your closets and garages, and even cellars and attics. How many of you begin your summer diets as the outdoor activities can finally begin with greater zest? Many plant gardens, and you witness nature's beauty and rebirth. But just as nature occurs, likewise, transformations are constantly happening within each and every one of you, and we find this most exciting. We also see how most of you, however, fear change. Change does not have to be negative, but because it brings the unknown, and you humans do indeed strive for structure and regularity in your lives, change is inevitable, and it should be, for only with change comes growth. How could you possibly hope to grow if new situations and challenges were not being constantly presented to you? And how very boring, too, we might add. As with most things, the more you fight against the changes, the harder it is for you. You may be holding on to something tightly, simply because you know what to expect from it. But think of all the amazing things you may not even know exist yet. We remind you to avoid making attachments to specific outcomes, ideas, people, places. The universe is indeed a giant candy store and has so much to offer you. But if you believe you only eat sweet tarts, you may be missing out on Twizzlers, Sour Patch Kids, Watermelon Jolly Ranchers, and so very much more. It comes down to faith and believing that the universe will indeed take care of you. If you believe there is better in store for you and that there is a bigger picture that you may not be privy to, as we like to say, trust, believe, receive. but you will never be open to all the new things that may come your way, all the growth and transformation offered to you, if you refuse to let things go. Having attachments to things, outcomes, people, these will slow your ability down to transform and grow. So the sooner you expand your mind and allow yourself to jump off the cliff, knowing you will be taken care of, often in unforeseen or unimaginable ways, you will have a quicker, less pain-inflicted journey. If the exercise we showed you at the start of our message showed you how far you have already grown and transformed, can you just imagine how much further you can go just within this lifetime? You are a beautiful spiritual being. Allow this to be part of you, and that adventurously will lead you as you slowly break your butterfly wings through your cocoon. If you choose to look at it this way, you will feel far less resistance when dealing with problematic people at work or home, for each interaction is issuing a challenge or a call to arms in your growth. They are not making your lives awful. They are actually adding to your existence. Perhaps your current living situation suited you for many years, but it may be time to alter that and step into something bigger, better, and more aligned with the new you that you have become. For each and every one of you are in a state of becoming, and none of you have yet to arrive. So we ask you to stop seeing it that way and learn to enjoy every new transformational stop along the way as you wake up each new morning, ready to reinvent yourself and your life experiences again and again. We state again, however, the biggest obstacle in being able to do this with greater speed and agility is believing you already know the way things should turn out. Sometimes admitting that it's time to release the old is the biggest issue. Yes, we admit it is important to have goals, for they will offer you guidance as you grow, evolve, and change. But just as a college student may change majors, be open to the idea of new and unforeseen things being better for you. It would do the summer leaves no good to try desperately to hold on to the branches as the winter winds of change blow. Yes, there is always that last remaining battle and bruised autumn leaf left on the tree, but doesn't it look far worse for wear than the other beautiful leaves that willingly fell, were raked up, and then served as compost for the next beautiful spring? Be that leaf that falls willingly, excited for the next journey, the next stage of its adventure. For this is an illusion and can indeed be a grand adventure if you allow it. We see the capabilities that you possess and know what you can do. Fear is what holds you back. So we ask you to suspend this fear as you move toward this new time of your personal transformations. Move forward with mounting enthusiasm, excitement, and joy, knowing that everything you need, you already have. Thank you. This is Susan Schuler, channeling Jacob, Master Teacher of the Akashic Records. Thank you for listening and have a day filled of gratitude, kindness, and love.
Bringing a more conscious lifestyle to your world. Om Times Radio. IOM FM.
Looking for inspiration?
Want to be inspired?
not sure where to go?
Find Mark and Kim every Wednesdays at 3 p.m. Eastern on Inspired Living.
Topics will elevate consciousness and range from metaphysics to the human and social experience and all things spiritual.
Welcome to an inspired community that offers support, encouragement, and new ways of thinking. You are the inspired and the inspiration.
Hi, this is Julie Geigel. Would you like a free psychic reading? Become a member of our inner circle and get a free reading today. Sign up at juliegeigel.com.
Hi, this is Susan Schuler. Have you stopped by my website to download your free mini grounding meditation? Do so now at mediumsusan.com.
Would you like to speak with an angel? Hi, I'm Lori Walker, a trance channel for Rialta from the angelic realm. Book your session now at loriwalker.com.
And we are
the Psychic Angel Channelers
from Angel Talk Tuesday.
When is the best time to talk to your family about staying in touch during a disaster? When floodwaters reach your door, when wildfires are engulfing the edge of your neighborhood, or an earthquake is destroying buildings? Or is the best time perhaps today? During a disaster, you may not be able to stay in touch with your family or friends as easily as you think. Go to ready.gov/communicate and make your emergency plan today. Don't wait. Communicate. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Welcome back to Angel Talk Tuesday. This is Julie Geigel, and here with Susan Schuler, who just finished channeling Jacob, a master teacher of the Akasha. And we are taking calls during this fourth segment. If you have any questions or comments, personal questions about your life, that would be awesome. We'd love to engage with you at 1-202-570-7057. Again, we are taking your questions or comments at 1-202-570-7057. And Chris, feel free to just interrupt us if we get a caller. All right, so my lovely Susan Schuler and Jacob, wow, some very exciting messages that he brought forth today regarding our topic, transformation. How are you doing, Susan?
I'm a little buzzed right now, but Julie, I have to ask you, okay, now, I know when we first started doing this, you said like Metatron speaks and sometimes other people will pop through, or I should say other spiritual beings, and it doesn't differentiate. This was so Jacob. Last week, I felt like it was more somebody else, and I don't even know who the somebody else was. But it's so interesting how when his personality comes through, I almost feel like I'm being lectured at by like a really strong college professor. Seriously, it's weird, but it was just really interesting how different it felt from last week. And like I said, I know I'm so new to this compared to what you're doing, but it's always interesting.
Yeah. No, honestly, I know for me, a lot of times Archangel Raphael, the healer, will come in. And what I found is they kind of move in and out throughout the session, throughout the channeling. But Metatron always opens and he always closes. And sometimes it's just Metatron the whole time. But a lot of times when my voice changes there are certain things that Metatron always says, and it's like, oh, yeah, I know that's him. But, yeah, it's so beautiful to work with all of these beautiful spiritual beings that are really wanting us to progress in humanity and wanting us to figure it out here and not, you know, blow up in a huge puff of smoke.
Absolutely.
Which is where we come into our transformation today. Yeah, and like I said, this is definitely my favorite topic of all to talk about transformation, because that's really what we're all here for, is to transform. And Jacob started us off with talking about changes and growth and moving forward in our life. I love the analogy with spring cleaning. It is a lot like spring cleaning, and every year we kind of go through the house and, you know, the cracks and corners and really do some deep cleaning. And I know for myself, especially with this retrograde, I feel like it's a real deep cleaning here that's occurring within my own physical being. So that's part of that transformation. And when we can think about it as a spring cleaning, something, you know, we just do that every year. We reflect, we renew, we take time. And it's beyond like what we do in January when we take a look at where we've been and where we want to go. It's beyond that. It's more about clearing out blockages, clearing out interference. What's keeping us stuck? What's holding us back? And is it the fear of change? Is it the fear of the unknown? And what kinds of attachments do we have? I think that Jacob really was helping us to explore some of those deeper questions and really explore what kinds of attachments are we having to things and people and places in our life that might be actually harming us, that might be keeping us stuck in this sluggish energy. Any thoughts on that, Susan?
Yeah, Julie, it's so interesting because so much of the work that we do deals with relationship issues when we do our psychic readings. And I'm sure you can agree with this. How many times I've sat with a reading with somebody who's clearly in a relationship that no longer serves them, but they're hanging on with like every broken nail they possibly can cling to because they're just terrified that they'd rather stay with what they know that doesn't serve them, then move forward to something that could be exponentially so much more fulfilling, amazing, turn them into a different person. You know what I mean? But because we fear change, I mean, it's sort of a joke. I used to joke about that with my students when we would do something different. They'd all look at me like, what? But it's honestly, it's like that's the only way that we're going to expand as human beings. And sometimes it does mean that we just have to rip the Band-Aid off and move forward, whether it's a new job, a new place to live, a new relationship, and just hanging on to it with the fear, that's not going to help.
Absolutely, absolutely. And I always, you know, when I'm counseling people, when I'm guiding people, the number one thing is the decision that you're making, is that coming from a place of fear or coming from a place of love? And absolutely, if it's coming from a place of fear, then that's when you really want to pause and take a moment and reflect on that, because you potentially are sabotaging yourself, mm-hmm, and your ability to transform and evolve into all that you came here to be. If you're making that decision out of love, well then, you know, that's a completely different conversation. But so oftentimes, I mean, I've got an 18-year-old daughter, and I tell you, and my son who's 30, going to be 31, that's the first thing I ask them when they're having a difficult time making a decision is, what is motivating that decision? Is it you're afraid? Is it fear? Or is it love? Are you in that place of peace, being at peace? And wow, you know, it just that in and of itself is so life-changing.
Absolutely. And it's, once again, I always say this, but it's so true, how so many of the messages, as you're saying them, you're like, oh, wow, this is so relatable for me. I'm living in a building right now that I could get kicked out of at any time. And I've lived here for like 16, 17 years. And I love it. I live at the beach. It's a great little bungalow. I never want to move if I don't have to. But just because the woman's very, very old who owns it, it's very up in the air. And I've so attached myself to this building, and it's like, it's just a place to sleep, you know, but you get your head so wrapped into like, I gotta live here forever.
Right, yeah, right, yeah. Then you, that fear, and oftentimes what we resist persists, and so we can be feeding that dragon, not realizing it.
Yeah.
Jacob also talked about, only with change comes growth. You cannot grow unless you are presented with new opportunities and challenges. And I know, I'm not sure how it was with you for teaching, Susan, but I know when I was a teacher and it was time for me to move on, and I was hanging on and hanging on and hanging on, it really was just the universe did everything they possibly could to create a miserable environment for me. So I absolutely had no choice but to explore other options. And it's like, what? Why does that have to happen? And it was very interesting because, you know, I had the principal that I had worked under. I was mad at him when I left, and my superintendent begged me to stay. And I said, you know, I need to do this. And it was very interesting because my son just went back and did some volunteer work at that school and ran into that principal. And he's like, yeah, Mom, you know, the principal asked how you're doing and wanted to wish you well. And I was like, wow, you know, talk about coming full circle, because it was, and, you know, I definitely came to peace with everything that had happened. And I actually, you know, was able to come to that place of thanking him, because if it wasn't for that experience of me being angry and saying, you know, I've had enough, I'm moving on, I wouldn't be where I am today. And I know without a doubt, this is exactly where I'm supposed to be. So as incredibly difficult as all of that was for me, it really was about growing and expanding and, wow, look at what I have now.
And so very often, like, once you release that, everything opens up and it just feels so much better.
Absolutely, absolutely. And wow, that was a personal story to share, but yay, transparency is part of transformation. All right, everybody, thank you for joining us today here on Angel Talk Tuesday. Archives are posted 24 hours after the live show airs on ohmtimesradio.com. Don't forget to join us in the break room over on Facebook at Angel Talk Tuesday Break Room. And Susan and I are doing that online mediumship demonstration May 11th, and we would love to have you join us for that. Be sure to go to our website to register. Until next time, this is the Psychic Angel Channelers, Julie Geigel, Susan Schuler, and Lori Walker, helping you connect with your own angelic team.